Hey everyone, and welcome
to our second episode of TMI.
My name is Reese.
And my name is Gabby.
Today we are going to do a Q&A.
Just a bunch of questions we thought of.
Hope you enjoy. The first question is,
do we play a sport? And we both play volleyball.
Yeah, I also do, kind of, I play soccer and I do dance. But we're going to focus on volleyball just because we both do it.
Yeah.
So this actually goes with the second question.
If so, what is it like? And volleyball for me, my team is really competitive this year. Mm-hmm. I just went on to a different team in a different, like, league kind of. And it's very competitive. We set a goal to get first and second in every tournament. And we've been very good at completing that goal. We haven't gotten to that goal only once, and we've had about 6 tournaments, I think. So, yeah, we're pretty competitive, and we travel, like, this weekend. Yeah. We're going to Illinois for 2 days. It's a 2-day tournament, and last weekend we went to Illinois for 1 day. But, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that, and also I feel like a lot of girls our age play volleyball.
Yeah,
and
it's a very common sport.
Yeah, it's a really common sport, and a lot of my friends want to play volleyball at our age, but I feel like volleyball is one of those sports where, like,
you're either, like, competitive at it or, like,
yeah,
you're and just, like it's playing kind of, it for fun.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to catch up on. Like, it would be hard to just join now.
Yeah.
Because, like, all the teams are so competitive.
Yeah. But if you want to join volleyball, I would say go for it.
Yeah, just do it.
It's a super fun sport, but you don't have to be on the best team to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was, like, what my life was like. So, it's pretty
fun.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing to do when you're bored?
So, when I'm bored, I love to watch YouTube. It, like, unstresses me and just, like, relieves me of my anxiety because it, like, gives me something happy to think about and, like, funny. But if I'm not watching YouTube while I'm bored, I really just, like, love talking with, like, my family recently. Like,
yeah.
That sounds so weird. Like, recently I've been really into talking with my family.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, like, we're, like, getting to that age where, like, me and my sister can finally, like, bond. Because I'm finally in 6th grade and my sister's in 10th grade. So, even though I don't have a lot more time with her living with us until she goes to college, I just, like, love talking with her because she's so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty great to talk with your family. Just, like, let them know the deets.
The tea.
Yeah. I do the same. I just watch YouTube. I like to listen to music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it's kind of weird, but when I'm bored, I just get on a rage of cleaning. I just love cleaning my room.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll, like, get really into, like, cleaning for, like, no absolute reason. Like, sometimes I'm just so motivated to clean, but at other times, like, when I actually need to clean, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Another thing you remind me of, sometimes I'll, like, go on, like, I love drawing, but I don't do it that much. Like, I was looking through, like, my old notebooks a few nights ago.
I do that, too.
It's so entertaining. But, like, I found this one drawing of James Charles, and it was actually really good for me because, like, I'm not a good drawer, but I, like, just took the time, like, did it, and it wasn't that bad. So, yeah.
What is the biggest punishment you have gotten and what was it for?
I don't get punished that much.
Me neither. I don't really at all, unless I'm just not doing my chores.
Oh.
But, when I was in, like, I don't know what grade, I was pretty little, maybe 7, I wrote my name on my parents' wall in pen, and
oh.
I don't remember my punishment, but it was, I'm pretty sure, a timeout.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recently, I forgot to call my mom when I went over to my friend's house after school because I was scared to, like, go home because I was going to be home alone. That's, like, one of my biggest fears. If you know me at all, you know that I am scared to death of being alone. Like, But because I forgot to call my mom when I got there. Because, like, we went outside, like, right after we got there, which we don't usually do, but, like, we did that. of course, and didn't call her, then I had to do all the laundry, which was like 3 baskets of laundry, and I had to just fold it all.
I don't like laundry. I like washing the dishes better.
I'd rather load the dishwasher. It's so easy. Just rinse.
Yeah.
Put it in there.
But then when I'm like on the spot, like my dad, every time we're done with dinner, he's like the cleaning person in our family. Like he's like, you got to go put this away, Reese. Put it in the right spot. And honestly, I love cleaning my room.
Cleaning my room is kind of relaxing.
But what I love more is going to my friend's house or a family's house, and I just want to clean. And then I come home, and my room is a disaster.
And you don't
want to
clean
it. And I just leave it.
Yeah, my friends did that once. It was like 3 a.m. and we couldn't go to sleep. And we went in my room because it was scary downstairs.
Yeah.
And it was like 8, so. But they went upstairs and cleaned my closet, I believe. And I was like in this really small room, so it was a disaster.
Also, what I was saying is whenever we're done with dinner, lunch, or anything, me and my sisters have a habit of just leaving our dishes in the sink. And my dad says, like, one time after another, rinse it, put it in the dishwasher, rinse it, put it in the dishwasher. And we're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we don't do that. But yeah. Someone else has to do it for us, which is, well, I mean, it's either me or my sister, so. Yeah. What is the best and worst thing about you?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's kind of hard.
I know what my worst thing is. My worst thing is I complain so much. I'm really, 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 really trying to get better. But I don't know how that's going for me.
Yeah,
I feel like I've been getting better. I'm not really sure.
I do that too. Because, like, it drives me crazy when we don't have enough food for snacks after school.
I'll be like, but I don't have any food. But, like, because, in reality, I do.
Because my mom doesn't go on, like, one big shopping spree. She just, like, buys a few things every time she goes to the store, which kind of drives me nuts. But I think the best thing about me is just about us is how funny, I guess, and kind.
Like, your humor. Yeah. Humor is pretty funny. I don't know what the best thing about me is. The best thing about me, if I was talking, like, personality-wise, I would probably be, like, the same as you. Like, I'm funny. I'm funny, but, like, at the right time, I'll calm it down. I'll tone it down. I'll be nice, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the worst thing about me is. I have a lot of bad things. I think I have, I easily get grumpy and mad, and I just don't talk to anyone.
Yeah, that happens to a few
people. And it drives even myself crazy.
Yeah.
Because, like,
if someone, like, is actually silent, turned away from the crowd, like, will not talk to anybody. That happened today. It was kind of
frustrating. Yeah, but it doesn't happen at school because I mostly only get frustrated with, like, my family. And then I just, like, I'm happy at school, so.
Most of the time I'm happy at school, but sometimes I'll be mad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite thing about your personality, we pretty much just did that. What are your worst habits? My worst habit, probably complaining or not doing my chores right away. Or, I don't even know what I was
going to
say.
I think, I don't, I have a lot of habits, but I think, this is actually kind of a hard question because I have a lot of bad ones, but I don't have, like, the worst one, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't, what's your, like, least favorite pet, like, the worst pet peeve ever? Like, if someone does this, it bugs you
so much. Oh, my gosh. Either, I have a lot of those. Pet peeves would be slow walkers, but this is my worst one. Okay, you ready? People that chew with their mouth open. It's actually disgusting. And, like,
if you see it, will you ask someone to stop?
No, because I'm embarrassed. to, like, talk to them. But, like, it drives me insane. And if it's someone that does it every single time they eat, I'm just done. I'm done. I also don't like the word pop. When someone says,
hey, do you want some pop?
Yeah, like, do you want any pop? I'm like, it's soda, please. It's soda. Yeah,
it's soda.
Like, it just grosses me out. That's a new thing. I don't like it.
People, if some, like, not you, but, like, I have a few friends that are so bad at putting themselves down. Like, it is so incredibly annoying. I'm like, person, you need to stop.
Yeah.
I'm like, this, like, is not true about
that's
you.
That's not helping you get any better.
Yeah, and, like, they'll say something about them, like, their appearance or something that is so incredibly not true. And I'm just like, nope, that's not true. I'm like, and I just have to pump them up. Like, that's, like, not true. You know,
for example, we have a friend who is always down about herself, but then she's, like, so happy to others. Like, she's like, oh my gosh, I love your outfit. I love your hair. I'm like, wow, thank you. And then she actually is in our choir, and she always complained about how she was bad at singing and her voice is raspy. And we have a, like, extra choir
thing. Like, honor choir.
It's called honor choir. It's, like, super hard to get into. Not super, but, well, like,
there was only 20 spots this year and only 10 for girls.
And there's only, like, there's, like, 400 kids.
Yeah, there's so many kids that do choir at our school.
Yeah. And so, and she made it.
Yeah. And I was just like,
and I was like, that's why, like, you need, I'm, to, like, be positive.
I know. I'm like, you need to, like, I literally never hear her sing because she's like, oh, no, I'm so bad at singing. I'm like, you're in choir. And I'm like, if you got honor choir, then clearly you're good. Like, you need to sing more, honey.
Yeah.
What do you want your future to be?
Ooh, I don't know where I want to live yet, but I know I have a picture of the house or the apartment in my head.
I have no idea.
I want to be, like, I don't know what job I want to be, but I picture myself with a husband. I want twin girls.
You don't have much control over that.
I know, but, like, I just want to match them and dress them up. It would be adorable.
We need to adopt twin girls.
Yeah. And then I wanted a bunch of pets, like, a bunch.
Okay, here, I want to get married. I want to live in a tiny house because someone's probably less likely to rob me.
True.
Also, it's either, like, a tiny house or a mansion. But if I am rich, I would live in a mansion and hire so many security guards that I've done, like, thousands of background checks on. But whatever. Yeah. And, oh, I want a Pomeranian.
Ooh, yeah.
And I want a big dog. Like, a big dog.
Like, a huge, like, a Great Dane. Me too.
So, one that I can cuddle with in, like, the Great Dane so it can protect me.
I want a big dog, and then I want, like, a small dog, and I want to take it on, like, airplane trips and stuff.
Oh, I should get a therapy dog. I think that'd be good for me.
Yeah. Or, like, just for your family.
Yeah.
What have you been into lately?
I have been into fashion. I'm, like, right now I'm wearing black jeans and a sweatshirt, but it's, like, a new thing of mine. Like, I literally went to American Eagle.
Yesterday, she glowed up, you guys. She wore, like, a cropped sweater.
It was a yellow, like,
and then, like, sweater. Jeans that she would never wear. They were super jeans. Yeah, like, they were super in trend. And then she wore Vans. Like, she never wears Vans.
Yeah, I don't wear Vans. I always wear Uggs that I got for Christmas. Like, always.
Yeah.
Because they're so comfortable.
They're so comfortable. And they're kind of fashionable.
They're fashionable.
We're both wearing ours right now.
Ours, the ones we got, are, like, fashionable. I need to clean mine.
She has the brown ones with the bow ties.
The two bows. And she, like, recently has, like, the gray knit ones that, like, flip over.
And then they have two buttons on the side.
Yep.
But, I think I've been into a lot of things. A lot of YouTubers that I've, like, changed, and I don't watch those guys, and now I watch these people.
Yeah.
And we love bullet journaling.
Yeah. I haven't done my last 2 months. I've been so busy like, not busy, but, like, I'm not motivated right now. I have other things going on that I need to be focused on, but I'm, like, my mind is, like, Gabby, you know, like, if once you get into this, it's going to make you happier. Like, I know. I did the cover for March, and nice. I did the cover for, actually, I'm not done yet because I'm doing cactuses, and it's so long.
I'm doing cacti, too, and, like, a little bit of succulent.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm bad at drawing, so it doesn't look good. I did the cover for February, and I didn't do February. And I did the cover for March, but I'm probably bad. Not doing March.
I'm sorry. I'm almost on April.
I know. You claim to be like the February first, you're like, oh, March is done. I was like, can't relate. February hasn't even been started. Yeah. So, yeah, just fashion and fashion. I don't know.
Oh,
I
was scrunchies, just like, scrunchies. We like scrunchies.
Yeah. But fashion, I don't know why, but I was just like, Gabby, you need to look better. I was just like, you have, oh my gosh, you have the opportunity to look so much better, then why don't you do it? Because, like, it's not like I can't, like, get these clothes. Like, my mom will buy them, I'll buy them. Like, but I just don't get them. But you wait for what I'm wearing on Thursday.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any traditions?
I feel like I don't.
I have a lot of Christmas traditions, but we're not going to talk
Oreo
about those.
We just make Oreo balls, peanut butter balls. Like, it's just like baking stuff.
Yeah, we like have traditions. Like, we go to this party on this exact date. We wear this exact thing, but like that's a long yeah. time, so I'll just talk about like other stuff.
I have a Super Bowl tradition, like where we have a Super Bowl party with like my mom and dad's best friends and like my
we don't have one. Yeah, I mean,
but
we
didn't do it this year. It was like a 10-year anniversary. Like 10 years, we had been doing this literally as long as I can remember. Like, I don't remember a single year where we didn't have a Super Bowl party, and it was so sad. I was just like, mom, dad. But it's also my dad's birthday, so you know, he was turning 50, so, like.
Yeah. We also go on a trip every spring break, or with our family friends. They have three boys, and we and my parents have three girls, so it, like, works out, and they're, like, super funny. It was the mother of that family. Why did I say mother? I never say mother. The mom of that family was childhood best friend with my mom, so kind of works out like that.
I hope I have, like, childhood best friends. Like, I hope I have my friends, like, right now, but I, like, for the rest of my life, as long as they're good friends.
Yeah.
What is something nobody knows? I literally, that's the thing. Everybody knows everything about me. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll just go back to that one. What is something nobody knows about you? I literally, like, everybody knows everything about me.
You sure about that?
Most things. What's something no one knows about you that you're comfortable with sharing?
I don't know, actually. Wait, it might take me a while to think about this.
Okay, so we'll come back about... Okay, how would you spend a day with complete freedom?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't know. With complete freedom. I would go shopping. I know what I would do. I'd go on a shopping spree. Yeah, but with, like my besties.
I would probably go with a celebrity. I would go with...
Oh, and Ariana Grande.
No, I don't...
No, James Charles.
And ooh, I would go with the sister squad. I would go with them, and I would go shopping.
With my friends. I'd go with the sister squad and my group of friends, and, like, yeah. We'd have a super
sister
awesome...
We could go together.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then I would eat so much, and I wouldn't throw up.
Yeah,
or...
and I would literally, like, I wouldn't... Do it. Like, I'd be the best.
They yeah, that would be freedom. Awesome. I would skip school for sure. I would go to New York.
Yeah. Actually, no, not New York. Bad experiences in New York
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, that's a long story.
Yeah. We'll get into it later, but not today.
If you could take back one thing you did, what would it be?
Or said. Did or said.
Did or said, yes.
What would it be? I used to be so mean to my sister. Like, so mean. And, like, I wish I could take that back, because I feel like, you can't take back things you said, but, like, I wouldn't say nice things to her. Like, I would never say I love you. I'd be like, Chloe, I don't like you. Like, I think I said I hate you a few times. Let's be real. I was her sister. Mm-hmm. I was 4 years younger than her. Yeah, but we did have, like, a lot of fun. But then she went into middle school, and, like, she got busy, so.
I don't really know.
I'd take back the things. Or
I've lost a lot of things, but, like, I don't know how to, like, take back something that did I do anything wrong? Or, like, did I just lose it? Or did someone misplace it? I don't know. But,
yeah. I would either spend more time with my uncle, but, like, I can still do that, so. Or I would, like, take back the things I said to my sister.
I don't know. Okay, what's your dream vacation?
Dream vacation? I would go back to Hawaii. I went to Hawaii once, and it was literally, like, best thing ever. Like, I'd go with all my best friends. I'd go with my sister. I'd bring her and her friends. But, like, we'd probably stay apart most of the time. But, like, it'd be so fun. It would be lit.
I can't wait to grow up and then just go on a vacation with my family. Just my friends. And then you just stay together. You have, like, a party. It's just, like, awesome. But I want to go to Paris, Bora Bora, Greece, or...
That's, like, all the places the least
one goes. I think so. But I don't want to go on the plane rides because I don't really like how long they are. And I don't like planes.
Flying overseas, like, it's fine.
It's fine if it's 2 hours. But, like,
in
Paris isn't, I think it's, like, 12 hours.
And, yeah, my sister is going to France not this summer, but I think the next summer. Yeah, in 2 summers. So when she's going to be a senior. She's going to Paris for, like, 2 weeks, and that is going to be so hard for me because that's going to be her last, like, summer with us, like.
Oh, true.
Not, like, with us because we'll have the next summer, but then she'll have to go, like, to college. But, like, yeah, that's going to be hard for me. What sport do we play? We already know that.
What sport do you wish you could do? I know what I would do. I wish I did gymnastics. Like, so I know a few people. I asked them the other day. I was like, could you literally just do a backflip right now?
And they were like yeah.
I'm like, I wish I could do that. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
And, like, I do dance, too, and it would be so much easier to dance, like, because then I would have all my splits. It would be so – I would be so flexible and, like
– I do gymnastics or dance. I mean, I can still do dance, but just not well. I did the splits. Oh, my gosh. I did the splits of volleyball the other day. I went, like, all the way down. And it was not on purpose. I can tell you that hurt. I slipped on the net. It hurt.
Oh. How did you slip on the net?
It was, like, it wasn't, like, the volleyball net. It was, like, the one separating the courts. And there was a cone behind it, and I tripped on that, too. Do you miss anyone or anything right now? Anyone, like, my family, like, I wish I could spend time, like, with my, like, my uncle and my cousin and my sister and my parents, but mostly, like, my cousin, my sister, and my uncle.
Right now, I miss my pets and my cousins. They live in, like, Colorado and Arizona. And my cousins on my mom's side that live in, they're, like, little toddlers and they're adorable. They live in Kansas City. And I just want to see them. And anything that I miss right now would be probably my headphones and listening to music and watching YouTube.
My dog ate 2 pounds, like, over 2 pounds of pizza de last night.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No. I was going to search up if that's toxic real quick. Reese, do you want to...
I'll go back to the question earlier.
Oh.
It was,
What is something that nobody knows about you?
And honestly, I think it's that I have a podcast.
Yeah, I tell
people that. Like, no one knows that besides our teacher that we're doing this in the class. And my parents, I guess. But, like, none of my friends know that it's literally on Spotify.
Well, it's not on Spotify, but... Well, we're going to make it go on Spotify. So, if you're listening to this on Spotify, shout out to you.
Yeah.
Oh my another gosh. Thing,
what?
Oh my gosh.
It's poisoning hazard for dogs.
Thank God my dad has a friend that's a vet, I guess. He's gonna get taken in today.
Wow. When was the last time you cried at school?
In kindergarten. I don't even know what it was. Oh, I know what it was. I was crying because people weren't taking the tornado seriously because on the last day of school. That is so me, though. Like, you're not taking something seriously. In kindergarten,
But you were like, oh, that's so cute. Okay.
I was crying because people weren't taking, because there was a tornado on the last day of school. It was a tornado warning, like, fast wind speed.
Oh, I remember that. And I was literally
crying because people weren't taking it seriously.
I probably cried when in first grade because my teacher, I missed my parents because, you know.
It was like the beginning of the school year.
Yeah. I think it was like the second day or something like that. And so I was like, I miss my parents. And then the teacher made me sit on her lap in the front of the whole class. During circle time. And I was so embarrassed that I started crying. And
nobody remembers this, by the way.
Yeah.
I barely remember. I don't really.
We were in the same class.
Do you remember that one song she played every time? It was every day, too. I don't know what it was.
No.
Me neither, but
Didn't she play like a, you got to choose out a bunny song or whatever every time you had a birthday? Or was that second grade?
I don't think it was in first grade. Whatever. But, yeah.
Do you cry in sad movies?
No. I saw a dog's journey. Like, the journey home. I don't know what it was. But it was
a dog's way home, I think.
Yeah. And I started laughing hysterically because they, like, reunited. And it was really funny for me. Because he made, like a weird face into the slow motion. And so I was just like, but, like, super quietly. So it was fine.
I don't, but lately I have been. Like, I've never cried in a movie. And then I watched the first movie, A Dog's Purpose. I didn't cry. I was fine. And then...
Did you watch it again?
No, I watched clips of it, and I started crying.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, how does this happen? And then I also cry, like, you know when you're going through your YouTube or your Instagram,
yeah.
And then those, like, homeless dog videos pop up?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, this ASPCA. Dog was like, yeah, that, or, like, the ones where, like, it shows, like, what people did to help, and it was, like, stuck in tar or something like that. It's so sad.
I've never seen that.
And, like, yeah.
Do you cover your eyes in scary movies? I watched The Quiet Place. I never watch scary movies because it's scary and it a lot of times it's like someone breaking in. So I don't need that again. Home Alone scared me when I was like 4. Mm-hmm. So we don't need that. But I watched The Quiet Place. Honestly, 10 out of 10. Good movie.
Isn't that the one where you like can't talk and the boy like drops his toy?
Yeah, and it makes a sound.
I watched an ad for that, but it looked so good.
It was good, but I covered my eyes because it was horrifying.
But I'm not allowed to really see any scary movies because they're all, like, rated R.
Yeah.
And I don't...
The Quiet Place was PG-13.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents are usually pretty strict when it comes to that, but...
But sometimes I do cover my eyes, like, with a blanket, but not, like, start bawling. Like, I need to get out of here.
No. Yeah, one time I ran around my house screaming because it was scary. It was scary. She was like, never mind, I won't get into that. I won't spoil it for you.
Do you dance or sing in the car?
Yep.
I don't do either, but I do lip sync.
Oh, I used to, like, only be able to lip sync because my sister didn't like the way it sounded, so I wasn't allowed to lip sync. Or I wasn't allowed to sing, so I had to lip sync. But whatever. How about the shower?
I like break out. I like sing in the shower.
I'm, like, full on boom. When you're old, what do you think children will ask you to tell stories about? I don't know. Like
probably vacations or
like what life was
like what you had when you were a child. Or my dad has a hot air balloon and maybe they would ask about like that and all the trips we've been on and stuff. He actually might be going to, I don't know how do you say it, it's like Slovakia or whatever.
Czechoslovakia?
Yeah, he might be going there for like the champions.
Oh my
like
gosh, the, I want to go. The thing. Wait, do you get to go
but
with him?
I don't know if we're going or not because he qualified for it, but I don't know if we're going because it's super far.
You should so go. That's where my family's yeah. from. It's really pretty too. How many kids do you want to have?
Twins.
I want to have like at least two. Only child, I want them to like not be spoiled. So
yeah, I feel like only childs are always so sad and they just talk and talk and talk and talk because they have no one to talk to at yeah. home. And when they're like hurt or when someone's like mean to them, they're not.
Okay, so the next question is, have you ever laughed at the wrong moment?
Yeah, when a kid is being hilarious, but they get in trouble for it, yeah, and I start laughing.
I'll get in trouble for laughing, yeah. and I'm like, I cannot control it.
Like, yeah, like, okay. especially in math, 8th period, we have the hilarious kids, but they're also the worst kids.
Yeah, like, it's getting really behaved. Out of control.
And, yeah, it's really annoying, though, because, like, especially when you have subs, and... It, like,
yeah.
when you have subs, everybody just is out of control, and it's annoying.
So, let's just do rapid fire. Favorite scents, like, at Bath & Body Works. I love 1,000 Wishes and, like, the berry lemonade, I think. I don't know.
I like berry lemonade and winter candy apple.
Okay. Summer or winter?
Winter. Winter.
Favorite sibling, my sister. Her name's Chloe.
My sister, I love her. She's Maddie. The best. She's the oldest one.
I have a brother. He's 19 and yeah. So
are you named after anyone?
Yeah, my middle name is my grandma's middle name.
My middle name is my grandma's middle name. And we have the same middle name.
Yeah.
Do you have a dream job?
I don't really know. I want to be a teacher, but I want to do something where I can, like, be super funny, but not have to, like, teach them a whole bunch. So maybe PE, but I also don't like PE, so I don't know
how. I kind of want to be a sub. Because, like, whenever you have a sub and they're, like, super nice and funny, everybody loves you.
And they remember it. So, yeah.
Yeah.